Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Wednesday, November 20th. You'll be interested to know, 27 years ago, today in 1997, American tobacco companies reached a significant agreement with the governments of 46 states, resolving the claims for reimbursement of Medicaid funds spent on treating smoking-related illnesses, with the settlement costing the tobacco manufacturers $206 billion, in addition to the $40 billion previously agreed upon. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect fight-a-waist-high swell on Wednesday morning, becoming knee-high in the afternoon, with glassy conditions and light offshore winds shifting to semi-choppy as winds increase. On Thursday, anticipate waist-high swell with occasional chest-high sets in the morning, transitioning to shoulder-high in the afternoon, remaining glassy in the morning, and turning semi-choppy with onshore winds. Friday will feature knee-to-waist-high swell with occasional stomach sets, starting semi-glassy in the morning and becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon as winds shift onshore. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 2 feet until 11, then fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3.5-foot incoming low tide, when the east-southeast swell is 2 feet at 12 seconds. And the offshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide Wednesday will be 5.5 feet just before 11:30 a.m., with a 0-foot low tide just before 7:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 51 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:24. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 70 and a light north breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 49 and gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 71 and light north winds. Thursday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 49. Friday looks similar with mostly sunny skies and a high near 68. Friday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 50. Saturday brings a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the iconic office tower at 600 B Street in downtown San Diego has reverted to its lender after a lengthy foreclosure process. Western Alliance Bank acquired the building for $44 million, matching the former owner's unpaid debt. Originally opened in 1974 and renovated in 2007, the tower is currently only 41.9% leased, with significant space available for rent. Real estate analysts note that declining occupancy and lower lease rates reflect broader trends in office space demand, particularly in central business districts across the United States. The property is likely to attract new buyers soon. Now on to sports. The New York Jets made headlines this week, firing general manager Joe Douglas just 6 weeks after dismissing head coach Robert Saleh. According to multiple sources, Jets owner Woody Johnson suggested benching quarterback Aaron Rodgers earlier in the season, following a disappointing loss to the Denver Broncos. During a tense meeting at the team facility, Johnson proposed replacing Rodgers with Tyrod Taylor, believing Rodgers' performance hindered the team. Coaches in Douglas quickly pushed back, warning that such a move could disrupt the locker room and embarrass Rodgers. This incident foreshadowed Johnson's subsequent decision to fire Saleh without consulting anyone. In local sports, last night, the Lakers edged past the Jazz 124-118 in Los Angeles. LeBron James showcased stellar play, leading the charge for the Lakers. Lauren Markkanen was impressive with 22 points for Utah, but it wasn't enough to overcome the home team. The Lakers now stand at 10-4, while the Jazz drop to 3-11. Tomorrow night, the Lakers face the Orlando Magic at Crypto.com Arena. Tonight, the Kings at 10-6-3 host the Buffalo Sabres 8-9-1 in Los Angeles. Anse Kopitar, leading with 16 points, aims to outshine Buffalo's Tage Thompson. The Kings look to extend their strong record in the City of Angels. In top news, Donald Trump's proposed tariffs could significantly hinder U.S. economic growth heading into 2026, according to Morgan Stanley's chief global economist, Seth Carpenter. He warned that if these tariffs are enacted all at once, they could create a big negative shock to the economy. Trump aims to impose a blanket tariff of 10-20% on all imports, along with additional tariffs of 60-100% on Chinese goods. Carpenter emphasized that tariffs elevate inflation and drag down U.S. growth, impacting various sectors, including automobiles and consumer electronics, potentially raising costs for companies and consumers alike. In business news, private equity giant Blackstone has announced a deal to acquire a majority stake in Jersey Mike's Subs, the second largest sub-style sandwich company in the United States by sales. This agreement values the chain at approximately $8 billion, including debt. Blackstone has a history of investing in franchise businesses, having previously seen success with Hilton Hotels and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Jersey Mike's, founded in 1956, has over 3,000 locations and aims to expand to 4,000 with projected sales of $6.5 billion by 2027. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $92,700. Ethereum is just over $3,100. And Goetzius Maximus is over $1. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Another iPhone special edition leak suggests a release date in March 2025. Doubts about Apple's plans have vanished, as Barclays analyst Tom O'Malley confirmed this timeline in a recent research note. His team visited Asia, meeting with electronics manufacturers and suppliers, solidifying their belief in a new budget iPhone featuring its own 5G modem at the end of the first quarter of 2025. Rumors propose a 6.1-inch OLED display and a 18 chip, 8 gigabytes of RAM, a 48-megapixel rear camera, and a starting price of $499 or $549. entertainment news. Ralph Macchio recently found himself in Australia thanks to Coldplay, who released the song. The Karate Kid, inspired by his iconic character, Daniel LaRusso. After sharing the song on social media, frontman Chris Martin invited Macchio to film a music video during their tour. As Cobra Kai concludes, Macchio is also set to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, next to his late co-star, Pat Morita's. Reflecting on his career, Macchio emphasizes the importance of protecting the legacy of Daniel LaRusso, with plans for a new film alongside Jackie Chan. He remains open to exploring new characters as well. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the ancient Greek philosopher, Epicurus. And he said, "It is not so much our friends' help that helps us, as the confidence of their help." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.